This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and today you are going to hear me air one of the live webinars I gave this week. We had three different live webinars this week. Many of you joined me for it, but I wanted this information to live on in perpetuity on the podcast, because what we are talking about on this webinar is why we doubt ourselves and how to stop, how to break out of the cycle of getting the same results over and over again that you aren't happy with. And what I mean by that is how to break out of the cycle of starting and then stopping, starting over and then stopping, starting over and then stopping, why we do that, how we can stop. And then we talk a lot about why people fail on traditional diets. And the reason I think it's so important, not to focus on what is wrong, but so that you can start to evaluate any diet attempt or nutrition change that you're considering, you can start evaluating it through a different lens. Does this program, plan, paradigm, structure, whatever, initiative, does this include some of the big red flags that I know set people up for frustration or lack of results or failure? Then we talk a lot about the fat loss fast track and how it is designed to avoid most of those traps. So I think that this is going to be a really powerful episode for those of you who have a history of not getting the results that you want or not maintaining them. It's a good blend of mindset and practicality, and I really hope you enjoy it. So we're going to jump right on in to a recording of one of the live webinars I gave this week. Take care. All right. I want to get started by asking you for two things. One of them super easy, one of them not so much, but I'm going to ask you for two things. And the first one is, and this is the easy one, so if your initial reaction is, oh, that's hard, that's not the hard one. The easy one is, to the best of your ability, I want you to try not to multitask during this webinar, not to be on Facebook, not to be catching up on email, not to have one eye on the news. And the reason is this: when we give something our full attention, we only retain about 30% of the information we take in. But as we multitask, as we fragment our attention in different directions, that number, the percentage of information that we retain, might be only like 5, 6, 7%. And the big issue with that is what you miss might be what you really need to hear to have a breakthrough. So the reason I'm telling you this is not because of my ego. I'm not saying, hey, give me your attention, pay attention to me. It's because this hour is going to fly by. And there's a good chance that there is a nugget in here that makes things easier for you, or that even really catapults your transformation and shifts you from dieting mentality or excuse mentality into consistent mentality. So to the best of your ability, please try to avoid, you know, checking Facebook, checking email. The hour's going to fly by anyway. Give yourself the gift of your full attention, because it really could make a significant difference in what happens after this webinar is over. The second thing that I want to ask of you, and this is the hard one, I want all of us, everybody, to start with a blank slate. And here's the reason I'm asking this of you. I know for sure that most people who can hear my voice right now are carrying their past frustrations, their skepticism, their cynicism, their disappointment in themselves, all the times they've tried and failed, all the broken promises that they've been through while trying to improve the way they eat or improve their body composition. And what that leads us with is frustration, but also a lot of doubt, all right? I don't want you to carry that with you. We can draw a line in the sand and say, okay,
So I've done all these things and I've tried all these times and I've lost my motivation and I've quit on myself and I've broken promises I made to myself. But you know what? It's a new day. It's a new moment, and I do not have to carry that stuff with me anymore. And in fact, if I do, I am holding myself back and I am projecting struggles and failures and difficulties that might not even be real. So I want everybody to start with a blank slate. To the best of your ability, you do not need to carry those burdens of all of your past frustrations and failed attempts, all of your doubts and disbeliefs. It is a new day and a fresh start. Part of the reason I'm telling you this is because I know it to be personally true. It's also common sense, right? That we can't possibly carry all of the baggage of our past difficulties and expect a different result. But the other thing is, I've seen it to be personally true, and I've seen it with a ton of my clients. And one of the things that I can't do in the podcast that I think is really powerful is show you that I've been there. For those of you that haven't seen this before, because, you know, the podcast isn't exactly a visual medium, this is me at not even my heaviest. This is just the heaviest that was ever caught on camera and not deleted, or I didn't like beat up and break the camera of whomever took the picture. I'm an anomaly in this space because I get it. Because I've been there. Because at this weight, I wasn't just the happy fat girl content to eat whatever and didn't really care. No, I was obsessed with weight loss as I climbed to this weight. I was beating myself up for every choice that wasn't aligned with my goals. And I had tried and failed and been on every diet under the sun. And yet, I'm here today to tell you that a dramatically different result is possible for you. Just because you've tried and failed and tried and failed and struggled, given up on yourself for maybe even years, a dramatically different result is possible for you. I know that. But here's the thing. You cannot carry with you all of the past frustrations and struggles and the broken promises and expect a different result. You need to say, I'm drawing a line in the sand, and my past choices, my past patterns, my past failures do not inform my potential or my future. We all can say, just because I've been in this rhythm or this pattern or I felt stuck doesn't mean I have to stay in that rhythm or pattern, doesn't mean that I have to stay stuck. I know that many of us come into any possible consideration of doing something different, trying again, embarking once more on an attempt to change our bodies, change our health. We come at it with a lot of doubt. A lot of doubt in ourselves, a lot of doubt in whatever process we decide to adopt. And I want to take a few minutes to talk about why we doubt. And one of the big reasons why we doubt our ability, we doubt our success, is because we project our past choices and experiences onto our future and our present choices and experiences. We tell ourselves that the way we've always done it is the way we'll always do it. And so we're setting ourselves up for disbelief and doubt, and you cannot simultaneously relive your past and create a different future. It doesn't work like that. So of course you doubt yourself, and that's why I'm saying blank slate starting now. Line in the sand, different path moving forward. Another reason that we doubt ourselves is because we focus on information over implementation. We're more curious about strategies and approaches and answers than we are about taking action, every day redirecting our attention away from understanding and knowing and over to doing. We doubt ourselves because over and over and over we've accumulated this information, but we haven't really done anything with it. We haven't consistently applied all that it is that we know. We doubt ourselves because we focus more on missing out on some food or some indulgence instead of on missing out on life. When we're facing a temptation, whether it's a third glass of wine, a piece of cake, we focus more on missing out on that thing. We don't want to miss out on that moment of pleasure instead of focusing on missing out on confidence, on peace of mind, on true freedom from food obsession. When we approach that thing, instead of thinking, well, what am I missing out on if I don't have this treat? We need to be saying, what am I missing out on if I do? What do I miss out on if I continue to say yes to every indulgence that strikes my fancy? That's really where we want to be, instead of, well, what am I missing out on if I don't have this treat? What are you missing out on if you do? We doubt ourselves because we repeatedly restart instead of forging ahead. Imagine that we were going to climb up a mountain, right? Me and you together side by side. And every single time that you got tired, or you needed to stop and have a sip of water, or you tripped over a root in the ground, every single time one of those things happened, you returned to the bottom of the mountain to begin the climb again. First of all, that's crazy. None of us would ever do that. None of us would ever create this idea that we have to begin again ascending a mountain. And yet that is why so many of us doubt ourselves, because in our pursuit of a healthier self, a better relationship with food, a leaner body, we're starting over and over and over. We love to start, but we never finish. And we're going to talk more about that in a little bit, but I want you guys to understand that that's one of the primary reasons we doubt ourselves. It's not because you can't do it. It's not because it doesn't work, but you keep restarting and you never finish. Because of these things, we doubt our potential. We talk ourselves out of our potential. And I am telling you for sure that no matter how many times you've tried, no matter how many failed attempts there have been, no matter who you say you are based on what you've done, a totally different result is possible for you. It doesn't have to end the same way. It doesn't have to be as hard as it's been. It doesn't have to take as long as it's taken. It doesn't have to be this roller coaster ride of on and off and on and off. A dramatically different result is available to you because it was available to me and I didn't think that it was. And I've seen it happen client after client after client after client. We all have to have a blank slate, though, starting right now. We cannot carry forward all the things we've done wrong and expect to suddenly start doing things right. We've got to let go of all of that mental and emotional baggage that leads to doubt and frustration before we even start, and draw a line in the sand and say, this is new. I am fresh in this moment, and a dramatically different result is available for me now. I do not have to tell myself that the way it's always been is the way it'll always be. There is a different way. I've talked a little bit on the podcast, and I think it's super, super important for me to highlight this with you today, especially in a forum where you guys can ask me questions about the big problem with traditional weight loss programs. And I will say this. I am not talking about this to bash on the Weight Watchers or whatever, insert any diet program name here. I'm not doing that at all. I'm doing that because much of the reason you haven't been successful or as successful as you want to be or sustained your success up until this point isn't because you suck. It isn't because you aren't motivated. It isn't because you don't want it bad enough. It's because there is a fundamental flaw in the way that most programs are designed. Most of the programs that you buy into, whether it's Weight Watchers, whether it's Cabbage Soup, whether it's South Beach, whatever it is, there is one fundamental flaw that extends to numerous problems that set us up to not be successful over the long term, but then we blame it on ourselves. And then it comes with all of this negativity and doubt and emotion that keeps us from making a change. So I want to go over these things with you so that whether you move forward in the fat loss fast track or not, doesn't really matter to me. I mean, it matters to me, but not what matters more to me is that you understand these red flags so that anytime you're trying to make any improvement in your life, in your health, you can say, does it fall into one of these traps? Most diet programs out there are constructed based on a leader-follower model. And whether the leader is a person or the leader is a company or a brand, they set the rules, they set the framework, and you step in line and do what you're told. That has so many problems, and it's never going to work over the long term, and I'm going to tell you why. First and foremost, you're following somebody else's rules. It's not about you, your body, your lifestyle, your hormones, your preferences, your past, your family. It's not about you. It's about somebody else's rules that worked for somebody at some point, maybe. And then you have to adapt and try to conform to somebody else's rules versus figuring out the rules and tools that are best for your body, which is very, very unlikely to be captured in some one-size-fits-all plan. The other challenge with this leader-follower model is that you aren't learning about you. You're learning about somebody else, and it's usually not even a person. It's just a theory, right? It is not customized to you, and you aren't learning how to solve problems, to deal with your body, to understand your body. You are just seeing this list of rules, and you're either hitting the marks or you're not. It requires that you are dependent on somebody or some brand for answers and troubleshooting. Most diets completely miss the critical point, which is understanding how to pay attention to your own body to find the answer that is true for you. Because the answer that is true for me might not be true for you based on your metabolism, your hormones, your gender, your age, your activity level, your baseline. And so for as long as you are dependent on somebody else, you have not learned the critical skill of figuring out what is real and true and works for your body. That is really important. And this leads to the big problem when you're in this leader-follower model is that every time you hear a conflicting opinion, you feel stuck or lost. When you are following somebody else's rules and then you see on Facebook that that rule might not be true or work, you feel paralyzed and frustrated. And I can't tell you how many emails I get from people who say, it's maddening how many conflicting opinions there are out there. And I will tell you that within the Fat Loss Fast Track, people come very quickly to realize it doesn't matter how many bazillion conflicting opinions there are on anything, your body is always going to give you your answer. And that is what I help you to find. Lucy said, oh, wow, this is why I keep looking for information instead of just starting. Yeah, because we feel like we need somebody else to give us the answers, whereas what I'm trying to do in the Fat Loss Fast Track through the leader-leader model, which we'll talk about in a minute, is help you figure out how to find your answers. And the other thing is, even if you find this diet plan that works for you in the short term, hate to break it to you, but the reality is your body changes as you get older or if you deal with injury or illness, as you get leaner, different things don't work the same way. And then you're back in the hunt for more information, or you skip all the crap. You're not interested in finding the perfect plan that's based on somebody else. When you understand how to find the answers that are true and right for your body by paying attention to your body, you never feel lost or conflicted again, because you know that no matter who writes what about coconut oil, no matter who writes what about carbohydrates, your body is giving you your answer consistently and reliably. The leader-follower model that most diets are based on are all about telling you what to think and what to do. They are not interested in showing you how to think and how to figure out what to do that's right for you. Why? Because it's too much damn work. That doesn't sell books. That is not a, what they want to do is this press play solution where they can do it once and it's done. And while that is financially advantageous for them, it is not financially advantageous for you because, as you know, as I know, because we've all done it, you just keep shelling out more money for more answers instead of understanding once and for all, I don't need to know what to think. I need to understand how to think. I don't need you to tell me what to do. I need to understand how to figure out what to do for my body. And that's what it's all about, the leader-leader model. I will be the first one to say that in many ways within the Fat Loss Fast Track, I am very much a leader. But you are even more a leader in the Fat Loss Fast Track because nobody is closer to you and your answers than you are. And so my role while saying, yes, there is this structure within which I want to help you figure out once and for all what works for your body and how to find your answers and how to overcome your limiting thought patterns and understand how and why you make choices that you're like, why did I do that? That is the power of the leader-leader model. Yeah, there is structure. Yes, there is a framework, but you are the most important leader in that model. I am not here to tell you what to do. I am here to tell you how to figure it out for yourself based on some real fundamental principles. I want to use our time together to teach you how to translate insight into action. So many other things are just like fact, rule, checklist, do this, don't do that, do more of this, do less of that. I'm not into that. I want you to take what you learn from your body and translate it into action. I want you to take what you learn from your thought processes, from your emotional patterns, and translate it into action. Ultimately, and this is why I say that we need to draw a line in the sand. It's not about rules. It's not about food lists. It's not about diets. I want to show you how to unlock your potential by paying more attention to your body than anybody else's. I want to show you how to unlock your potential by really honing in on what works for you and what doesn't work for you. That's what it's all about. I've talked about this on the podcast before as well, but I do it because I want you to understand some of the mental and emotional limitations that keep us from really unlocking our own potential. And I do so, I want to kind of approach this with a caveat. And the caveat is that you are not one of these things or not the other. All right, and here's what I mean. I'm sure many of you have heard of these different personality classifications. I get emailed about them all of the time. What do you think about these four different personality types? And if I'm this type of person, you know, what is my best strategy? And here's my thought on that. Just because we act in a certain way out of habit doesn't mean that is who we are. For example, this is going to make a lot more sense in a second, so just hang with me while I kind of go on a tangent here, if you don't mind. For example, I am, believe it or not, a serious introvert. That is how I have behaved for most of my life. That does not mean that I have to be an introvert today. I have total and complete power to say, today, when I go into Boston, I am going to be a wild extrovert because I think it would be fun. And so as we hear these three different approaches, it's so easy to say, oh gosh, I'm that one. There's me. Oh boy, I'm screwed. Or, hey, I'm doing pretty good. I'm this one in the middle here. When the reality is, you can be any of them at any time. In any moment, you can choose any of them. Just like in any moment, though others might classify me as an introvert, I can choose to be extroverted. And the same is true with these. So resist the temptation to say, oh boy, that's me over there. It doesn't matter what you have done. Remember, we draw that line in the sand has been drawn. No matter where you see your past choices, that doesn't mean anything about your potential right now or tomorrow, because in any moment, you can choose any of them. So keep that in mind as we go through these three different categories of wishers, wanderers, and warriors. Wishers have a desire, but they take little action. What do I mean by that? They might really, really, really want to lose weight, but they don't really do anything about it. Wanderers are seekers, but they have short attention spans. These are what I call diet hoppers. It's like, yeah, I really want to lose weight, so I'm going to try keto. Oh, nope. That didn't work. So I'm going to do a whole 30, except on day 4, I binged. So I'm done with that. And I think I'm going to do intermittent fasting. Wanderers are seekers with short attention spans. Warriors, they just show up to work every day. There doesn't need to be a plan. There doesn't need to be an outline. There doesn't have to be a commitment of 30 days. They're just going to show up today and do what they can. Wishers need to be told what to do. They often really like the leader-follower model because they're like, uh-huh, just tell me what to do. Just tell me what to eat. Tell me how many calories. Don't mean they're going to do it, but they just need to be told what to do. Wanderers can create a best-case plan, and I think we've all been here before. I know I have. Imagine you clear out your pantry, empty out the fridge, go spend a couple $100 on like lots of clean food, make your meal plan. Doesn't mean you stick to it, but you have a best case plan. When you end up working late or you mess up a recipe or you don't really like it or the spouse brings home pizza, out the window. But wanderers can create that best case plan. Warriors, they're just going to make it work. They're going to steer it to their advantage. Whether the spouse brings home pizza or they work late or it's been a crappy day or they have no food in the fridge, they're going to find a way to steer it to their advantage. Wishers watch other people and compare. And this is a worsening problem with social media. Oh, she's so much leaner than I am, or he's so much stronger than I am, or gosh, it seems like this person is always eating clean. And then we make judgments about ourselves based on other people, which is totally crazy, but we still do it. We compare. I'm not as motivated as this person. And sometimes we do it in the opposite way. When we go out to dinner with a group and we order a salad, we're comparing ourselves to Joe Schmo, who got a burger and fries and a beer, right? Wishers watch other people and compare. Wanderers watch other people and create a plan. Oh, I want to know what they're doing to work out, or I'm going to eat like they eat. And the crazy part about this, and I'll just use a very, very common example. We see somebody, say, on Instagram or Facebook that's super lean and fit, and they're posting what they eat and how they work out. And so we're like, I'm going to do that, without ever realizing that what it takes to maintain a very lean, healthy physique with a robust metabolism is very, very, very different than what is required for you to burn fat, for you to heal your metabolism or balance your hormones. We think, well, they do that and they look amazing, without ever really thinking through, well, what is required to maintain a great state of health is dramatically different from what is required to rehabilitate your body from a metabolic standpoint, from a hormonal standpoint. And it's very, very different, the hormonal signals required for maintaining and the hormonal signals required for fat loss. They're dramatically different. Warriors run their own race. They're not watching anybody else. Doesn't matter to anybody else because it's not about anybody else. Other people might watch them, but they don't really care. They are in it for their body, for their health, for their progress. Wishers give in to temptation. They see something they want, they go for it. Wanderers give in to excuses. So they're not necessarily just going to see it and eat it, or see it and drink it, or think it and do it. They're going to create a story around it. Well, I didn't have breakfast. Well, I worked out really hard. I'll be better tomorrow. I've been so good. Wanderers are going to give in to excuses. Warriors don't make excuses. It doesn't mean they're perfect, right? It just means that they don't need some story to justify anything. They own what they do. Wishers seek out rules. Remember I said they really kind of like that leader-follower model. Doesn't mean they do it, but they just want to know what to do. They get the same sort of sigh of relief when they know what to do as they would if they actually did it, right? So it's sort of this false sense of accomplishment because they're like, yep, I've got my meal plan. I've got my food list. Wanderers often follow the rules, not indefinitely, but they certainly can follow the rules when things are going well. Warriors don't need the tools, don't need the rules. They're going to leverage the tools. And I talk a lot in the Fat Loss Fast Track about how it's not about food rules. It's not about eat this, not that. It's about the tools that we develop to respond to situations. Some of these are food tools. Some of them, a lot of them, are mental and emotional tools. Warriors are not worried about, is this against the rules or not? It's what is the best way I have to respond to this situation right now? Warriors refuse the limitations. They're not going to say, oh, well, I was tired. Oh, well, I didn't have time. Doesn't mean they always make the perfect choice, but they're not going to create a story about what's in their way and why they can't. Warriors practice calm confidence. They might screw up, have a bad day, but they're not going to get all dramatic and crazy about it. They're just going to get right back to work. Warriors take full responsibility for what goes right, for what doesn't, and they are moving forward. Being a warrior doesn't mean you love the process, but it means you're committed to the results. Warriors expect to succeed, and so they do. Which again goes back to why I'm saying it's so important that we draw this line in the sand and say, every frustration I've had before, every broken promise there's been, every failed attempt, I'm leaving it behind. I don't need to carry it with me. I cannot expect to be inconsistent and expect to fail and then win. You expect to succeed, you expect to learn, you expect to keep trying, and so you do. Now, when I ask this question, which are you? It's not which have you been. It's not even which do you want to be. It's which will you choose to be today? What will your choices reflect today? And you can reselect and reselect and reselect in every single moment. You are not put into this peg of you're a wisher just because you've always been, even if you have been for 40 years, it doesn't matter. In every moment, you have a blank slate. You are fresh in every moment to make a new decision and chart a new course. So for the rest of today, which are you? For the next hour, which are you? That's what I'm asking. I always say about the fat loss fast track that warriors are wanted. And here's what I mean by that. I don't mean you can't be somebody that's made excuses in the past, because you know what? Everybody that's ever gone through a fat loss fast track is somebody who has made excuses in the past, somebody who has given into temptation in the past. But the difference is what we want in the fat loss fast track is I'm here to fight for myself. I'm here to do something different than what I have done before. I'm here because I'm ready to go beyond following somebody else's rules, and I'm ready to do the work to understand me, to work with my body instead of against it. The old way isn't going to work. That's why we got to let go of it. Okay, we've been there, we've done it, we've tried it, and now it's time for something new. We've tried to hate our body to better. We've tried to fight against ourselves. We've tried to follow somebody else's rules. The old way won't work. There are a few reasons that we give up on ourselves, and I want you to understand them so that you can avoid them. And I want you to understand them so that you understand the power in how the fat loss fast track was designed to avoid these things. One of the biggest downfalls, one of the most primary reasons that we quit is because we try to do too many things at once. We are trying to eat less and eat better. We are trying to drink more water and move more and get more sleep and stop eating as much sugar and not drink our calories and drink less alcohol all at once. So even if we get two or three things right, we feel like we failed because we were out to do 10 things right and we dropped the ball. And so we feel like we suck. And we give up because nobody wants to feel that way. I shared, gosh, I don't know, it was probably almost a year ago now, that when I first moved back to New England, I lived really close to these tennis courts. I don't play tennis, like for real. I haven't played tennis since I was probably like 7 years old. But I love to be outside. It was great to spend time with my sister because I was moving back to be closer to family. And so we decided one day to borrow some rackets and go play tennis. Now, if we had gone out there and really tried to play by the rules, you know, whatever, love all 15, you know, whatever, I don't know the rules of tennis, and start where we were supposed to start and be in opposite squares. Clearly, you can tell I don't know crap about tennis, and serve properly and backhand and run all over the court. First of all, we wouldn't have made any progress. The balls would have been out of bounds or into the net over and over and over, and it wouldn't have been much fun. And we probably would have been like, we suck. But instead, what we did was we got on opposite sides of the net, pretty close to the net, and said, let's just try and get a volley going back and forth. We weren't doing fancy backhand stuff. We were hitting the ball really gently, just lobbing it over back and forth. And wouldn't you know, in 10 or 15 minutes, we were significantly better at that part. And when we felt really comfortable with that, then we stepped back a little bit and we did that again. And we got comfortable with the distance, just hitting the ball over the net, return, hitting the ball over the net, return. That's it. But with dieting and what most of us have tried to do in the past, we're trying to do too much. And again, even when we do a couple things right, we feel like we've dropped the ball. That is not the way to win. Within the Fat Loss Fast Track, we truly focus on one thing at a time. And I'll be the first one to say, it drives some people crazy at first. It does. And I expect that. And I tell you that because they're like, no, I need to do more. This isn't enough. Nah, your problem is that you've been trying to do too much for too long, and that's why you keep starting over. We focus on one thing at a time, period. That's it. There is power in pacing yourself. I've said on the podcast a number of times, slow is smooth and smooth is fast. One thing at a time. I mentioned this just a second ago, but this is one of the big reasons that we are not successful in diets and we keep quitting and starting over is that we repeatedly start over. We get kind of a blank slate mentality, but in a different kind of way every time we start over. And so we're just like reset, 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 reset. But it's no different than the analogy I gave a few minutes ago of starting a climb up a mountain. And every time you get tired or every time you stop for a drink, every time you sit down to rest, every time you trip over a root in the ground, you go back to the beginning. It ain't gonna work. Now, one of the reasons that starting fresh feels so good is because we get bored and we drift. And starting something new re-energizes us, right? Which makes a lot of sense, but it's not effective. So I thought to myself, developing the Fat Loss Fast Track, how do I capitalize on what is a very real sense of boredom and wanting something fresh without getting people in this trap of going nowhere by starting over and over and over again? Because it's natural to get bored and drift a little bit. So we have a different challenge every week. So even if, say, Wednesday through Saturday has been crap, you know that Sunday morning, there's something fresh. So we get this sense of blank slate every week, but we get it without throwing in the towel and starting over because each singular, remember we focus on one thing at a time, but each singular challenge sort of builds on the other. So we get to avoid the boredom and the drifting because we know Sunday morning we get that great blank slate feeling that feels so good, but without trashing everything and starting over. Another huge problem with diets, and this might be the biggest one, is that they focus exclusively on the food. Here's why that's crazy. If I had a phone call with every single one of you and I said, tell me one food change that you could make that would make an improvement and drive you towards your goals, you can all tell me, but it doesn't mean we do it. I could create a custom meal plan for every single one of you that would guarantee results. Doesn't mean you'd follow it. We've all had meal plans. The issue isn't necessarily that they don't work, it's that we don't follow them. And that has nothing to do with the food and everything to do with the way we make decisions. That is so huge, and it is a massive component of the Fat Loss Fast Track. Yes, we absolutely talk about food. We absolutely talk about movement, but we focus on attitude, mindset, and decision-making patterns because I can tell you till I'm blue on the face what to eat and what not to eat and how to know what to eat for your body. But if in your head you're like, oh, just this one thing. Oh, I'll do better tomorrow. Oh, I've been doing so good, so I kind of deserve a treat. If that is still your decision-making process and mentality, the food stuff doesn't matter. So that is one of the big drawbacks of traditional diet programs that we really work to overcome in the Fat Loss Fast Track. And I mean, notably, diets don't come with a coach. And I am with you every single day in the Fat Loss Fast Track. And I think because of my responsiveness on email and things like that, I don't think until you're in it, you understand just how powerful that is. I answer every email within the Fat Loss Fast Track and I respond to every single post. And in fact, that is the sole reason that I limit enrollment into the Fat Loss Fast Track. Because from a business standpoint, I could be like every other diet program out there and make it one size fits all. So it's just press play, unlimited enrollees. I make more money. I don't give a damn about this because I don't give a damn about the one size fits all maximum enrollees, make as much as you can and good luck to everybody if I can reach a few people. No. That is not what I care about. This is my calling. Like, I struggled for my whole childhood, my whole adolescence, all of my young adult years, and I limit it so that I can help people. And Bill just commented, and for those of you that were there at the start, I said, Bill's one of my veterans. He's in here right now. And he said, every single day, you are the real deal, EB. And he knows when people have a question, I'm there. I'm not there to give you answers necessarily, but I'm there to help you find your answer, right? I respond to every comment within the Facebook group, and that is the reason I limit the enrollment. That is the reason that this is not a one-size-fits-all here. These are the challenges. Go do it kind of program, because I want to be engaged. I know that it doesn't work to just have some one-size-fits-all program, and so I know I need to limit things to be there to customize for and with you guys. Now, certainly, you have to be willing to say, hey, Elizabeth, I'm struggling with X. This is what I need help with, because the webinars are geared towards that coaching. Like, these are the typical comments that come up, or questions or concerns or challenges, and this is how you can work around it. And I'll talk about how I do that more in a few minutes. But when somebody says, EB, I need help, this is where I'm at, or I have a question, or I don't know what's going on with my body, I am there to respond. And that is a huge difference between the fat loss fast track and anything you've done before. Betsy just commented, and she's been in my fat loss fast tracks before. She said, yes, EB is definitely the real deal. If you haven't signed up for the fat loss fast track, do it. I didn't plant these people in here, by the way. I really didn't. That's not my style. So let's talk about how exactly it works. I know there's a lot of questions about that, and anything I don't cover, I'll happily take questions, but I might get through some of the most common things that you guys might be thinking. So what is the fat loss fast track? It is highly interactive. It is a 12-week transformation opportunity. When I said that a dramatically different result is possible for you, it is, and that's what I want to use our 12 weeks together to create. We establish lifelong habits, not 12-week habits, and we do implement fat loss best practices from a nutrition and movement standpoint, but the biggest part is eliminating the mental and emotional barriers between where you are today and where you want to be. One of my clients commented in our Facebook group, we have a private Facebook group for the Fat Loss Fast Track, and said, after attending the webinar, which is one of the weekly webinars, I feel so grateful. I'm not doubting my abilities like I did when I started this. I know I can achieve my goals. I've seen me do it. I do not feel like I'm on a diet. I feel like I'm building my unique toolbox to help me make better choices and create better habits. I feel like I have control over my life. The struggle is ending. The drama is not welcome anymore. Today marks 15.2 pounds gone, and I'm getting closer and closer to my body fat percentage goal. I feel better than I have in a very long time. The clothes fitting better is a welcome side effect. Thank you, Elizabeth, again and again for being my beacon of hope. I never knew I could be where I am today, enjoying where I am and looking forward to the future. So that's just another person for whom a dramatically different result than what they had established before was possible for them. So I want to take a few minutes and talk about, like, how does it work, right? I said we focus on one thing at a time, and we do that by weekly challenges. So every Sunday in your inbox, there will be an email, all right? And the email says, this is the focus for the week. It explains the challenge. And also in the email is a link to a webinar. And the webinar is the coaching on the challenge. So it explains why it's important, right? Oftentimes it goes into, it goes into the obstacles that exist in implementing and how you can work around them, how you can customize it for yourself, and the mindset that you need to bring to be successful in that challenge. All right. Now, the webinars used to be live like this one is, but one of the things I do at the end of every session is I talk to the people who have gone through it and say, how can we make this better? And one of the things, as Fat Loss Fast Track has become more and more global, we've got people that work all different shifts and have all sorts of different family situations, is it just worked better for everybody to get access to that webinar first thing on Sunday morning, as opposed to waiting until, say, Monday night for the live session. And if you can't be there, then you've got to find time in the week to watch the replay. So this way, everybody's on the same page, getting access to a recorded webinar, just like this one, except recorded first thing Sunday morning. One of my clients posted in our Facebook group just the other day, EB, thank you for pushing me to do the things, especially the things that I don't want to do. The reward on the other side is so worth pushing through the excuses. I'm practicing recognizing those red flags of negotiation and replacing them with checkered flags of victory, one choice at a time. Easy choices, hard life. Hard choices, easy life. Fears are paper tigers. I am a sled dog. Rawr. And I'm sure that her rawr is much more badass than mine is. Lauren says, I loved the Sled Dog podcast. I did too. That was one of my favorite ones. So the webinars I just talked about, we also have a private Facebook group. Private basically means that the only people who can see what is said in that group are people who are in the group, and the only people that are in the group are people that are in that session of the Fat Loss Fast Track. I will say this, or two things that are important about the Facebook group. Number one, it's not required. If you're not on Facebook, if Facebook's not your jam, that's totally fine. There is a lot of coaching that goes on in the Facebook group that you do miss if you aren't in that. Now, you still get your webinars, you still get your challenges, you still get the other stuff I'm going to talk about in a few minutes. But when somebody says, hey, this is where I'm at, this is what I'm struggling with, and I respond in the Facebook group, you do miss that. You don't have to communicate that way. You can email me and keep it off of the Facebook group, but there's a lot of learning and benefit that comes from seeing the responses of other people, because you might identify with a challenge that they posted about that you hadn't been able to put into words. And I don't email out every single thing that I say in Facebook, because I would inundate you guys with emails, and that's not how it works. If you want to see that stuff, you can be in Facebook, but you certainly don't have to be. The other important thing about the Facebook group, I have learned through experience, having done a few years of these fat loss fast tracks now, that I do not open up the Facebook group until the end of week two or beginning of week three of the rookie group. It's usually right at the end of week two. And there's a reason for that. It can be overwhelming. All sorts of people introducing themselves, giving their backgrounds, et cetera, et cetera. And I learned the hard way, and everybody that has been through it both ways agrees with me on this, that it's best to spend the first couple weeks really paying attention to yourself and only yourself. Now, I'm still totally available. It's just we don't have that community thing until the end of week two / beginning of week three. But you will hear from me more via email in those first 2 weeks because of that. This is just an example of some of the conversations that happen in the Facebook group. One of my clients said, I've learned so much from this process that I'm not even aware of. I find myself talking myself through different situations or emotions without realizing that I'm doing it. Just today in the car on my way home, I was thinking, ooh, I'm hungry. Maybe just a little snack when I get home. We have Fritos. I could have Fritos. Wait, seriously, how will you feel after you eat them? You've had an awesome day and you feel amazing. You're going to mess it up because of Fritos? Seriously? You're not going to die if you don't have a snack. So I guess this was me not reacting to a fleeting craving that would have made me feel shitty in the end. I've been kind of MIA in the Facebook group the past couple weeks, but Elizabeth's voice has been ever present in my mind. I'm so thankful for this process and how healthy I feel mentally more than anything. I still make less than stellar choices every so often, but I'm making progress and not letting it derail me. I guess I'm finally putting everything into practice. I know the information and what I need to do and how I can make good choices, but I'm finally understanding the mindset and how I actually have that power, not just saying I know I can do it, but actually doing it, and it's coming naturally. A very powerful feeling. We also have a 12-week journal. This is an example. I've made some changes to it for the summer session based on feedback from folks, which I try to do every session so that every round of the Fat Loss Fast Track is a little bit better than the one before. The 12-week journal is more than just writing down what you eat and how it makes you feel. You see here that I incorporated the three questions I've talked about on the podcast so that we can anchor ourselves to what we want most. What do I want most? Why do I want it? And what am I able to do today to move in that direction? There is also a progress tracker in the journal. There's a page for creating your affirmations. There's pages for webinar notes. It's all in all, before I revised it, it was 199 pages, but I changed the daily spread from 2 pages to 1, so it's less than that now, but it still has lots of stuff other than the daily tracking pages. One common question is this something you send us in the mail or is this online? I do not send it on the in the mail. Basically, I send you the PDF link. That way you can print it over and over and over. What most people do is for less than 20 bucks, and it's probably going to be a good bit less than that since I've reformatted it, you can take it to like Staples and Kinko's and have it spiral bound. And that is what most people choose to do with the journal. There are workouts within the Fat Loss Fast Track, but I'll tell you this, just like I don't open up the Facebook group right out of the gate, I don't give access to the workouts right out of the gate. And the reason is this. It's not the primary driver of fat loss. And when we focus on one thing at a time, we legit focus on one thing at a time. And the beginning is not the time for an obsession with the fitness side of things when really we want to tackle mindset and nutrition first and foremost. Every Thursday morning, you get what I call a level up lecture. Think about it as like a mini motivational podcast. It's an audio. It's short. It's less than 5 minutes. Some of them might be a little bit longer than 5 minutes, but none of them are 10 minutes. They're pretty short to the point. And they are meant to recharge you, to fire you up a little bit, because it's natural that as we go throughout the week, we might get tired. We might get distracted. Life happens. And as we go into the weekend, I want you to have a little bit something to kind of re-engage you, get you fired up, get you engaged. That is so important to me. So those come via email on Thursday mornings. The other day, I asked some of my Master's Club clients if what they would say if somebody was on the fence about the Fat Loss Fast Track. And there was a bunch of responses, and I just pulled a couple of them. One said, if you're considering the Fat Loss Fast Track, but you're on the fence, I'd say if you're ready to invest in yourself, then absolutely you should join. So worth it. And you get so much more out of it than you can possibly imagine, if you do the work. It's helped me live a healthier, happier life. I'm no longer obsessed by or controlled by food. And that sense of freedom is priceless. Best thing I've ever done for myself. Another client said, I would ask them if they realize that the 12 weeks are going to pass by, whether or not they do the Fat Loss Fast Track. Then I would ask them if they are willing to invest the time and money, if they knew that at the end they would have learned so much about the best path for their individualized fat loss journey. Because if they answer yes to both of those questions, then they owe it to themselves to join. They will be able to focus on one challenge per week. They will have you, meaning me, available by email to answer any questions that they have, and that will help them tailor their choices for the week into actions that they can actually continue as lifestyle changes. If they choose to interact with a Facebook group, which I highly recommend, that's what she said, they learn from other people's triumphs and struggles, and they will learn that they are not alone in the challenges because others are in the same boat. If they throw themselves into the work, they will learn so much about why they make choices and how to turn it around. I personally have loved my interactions with the Facebook groups. I believe I've created some lasting relationships. Most of the time, people jump into spending money for programs that promise a one-size-fits-all, lose weight in 30-day approach that always fails to deliver. I don't know what you're charging these days. Side note, charging the same thing as I was back then a couple years ago when she joined. But when I joined, it worked out to about $41 to $42 a week, and it was worth every dime. Both of those last things from my master's club had two things in common, and that was if you do the work. This isn't magical. You're not just going to by osmosis hear something that's going to change everything. The thing is, though, we do one thing at a time. It's very reasonable work. When I look at a lot of diet plans out there, I don't think they're reasonable. I think that the expectation exceeds a lot of people's ability. It's too far from their baseline. They're trying to do too much at once. And the reality is we don't live in a bubble. We also have jobs. We also have families. We also have lives to live. So the work is not overwhelming. And if you do it, it will transform you. I know that. I believe that. And like I said, a few minutes ago, when I was talking about why I limit enrollment and why I'm not just in this as a cash grab, I really, really have poured all of my past failures, all of my past successes, my current successes, the successes of my clients into creating this in a way that works. One of the common questions is who is this for? And I will tell you, let me first say who it's not for. If you are interested in me telling you what to eat and when and how much, and you want to lose 10 pounds as fast as possible, it's not for you. There are tons of people that will take your money and tell you what to eat and when to eat it. And maybe or maybe not you'll lose that weight, and maybe or maybe not you'll keep it off. That's not what this is. But if you are interested in learning what works for your body, learning how to think instead of what to think, then it's for you. If you are interested in ending food obsession and changing your relationship with food while you change your body, it's for you. And Bill just commented, and Bill knows because he's been in this. He said, it really is all about trusting the process you've built, EB. I'm wrapping up my third 12-week fat loss fast track at the end of Veterans Level 2. He's down 4 pant sizes, 3 shirt sizes, and 70 pounds. Bill, you're going to like make me emotional here because you are exactly what I hope to see in this. You didn't have to do anything crazy, but you trusted the process and it wasn't perfect and you had ups and downs and you drifted and you came back and you drifted and you came back and you were never too far from believing that this was possible for you. He said, do the work, feel the joy, and enjoy the changes in your mind and body. And my emotion is very genuine. And Lauren just said, EB being emotional, I'm more emotional than people might think because the reason for that is because I've been so deep into the struggle. And so when I see somebody who says, I trusted the process and I'm down 70 pounds, that's and acknowledging that it's about doing the work and feeling the joy and changes in your mind and body. It's not just about the weight. That's what it's all about. And you have to be willing to trust the process. If you can say, I understand that it's going to be one thing a week, and I understand that my inclination might be, come on, that's it. Come on, give me more. And you understand that there's a reason why we're not, then I would say it's for you, right? Lauren says, the number of times I've gotten choked up listening to your podcast. I know, I get choked up too. Bill says, share this if you like to. It's not about age. He said, I started at 59 and I am now 60. Bill, I will always share everything you say. In fact, Bill, our podcast that we recorded together is going to air next week because Bill's story is really amazing and inspiring. But guys, if you can trust the process and decide you want something different, then that's who it's for. You guys have seen this URL up. Registration is now open, but it is limited. I don't know when it'll fill up, but it usually does. I'm not going to say that it certainly will. But when it fills up, it's closed. And then you'll see a wait list go up. And the wait list is for the fall. So the fall session will start October, November, December, sometime in October. But if you want your spot in the summer session, you just go to primalpotential.com/summer17. That's how you can register. You've got two options for payment. $497 is paying up front, or you can make 3 monthly payments. If you do 3 monthly payments, then that is your choice. Totally do it. It just is a little bit more expensive. You have 3 payments of $183, and that's just because of like administrative stuff with payments versus paying up front. So you do save a little bit if you pay up front, but totally you can do the payments as well. Lauren said it's not filled up yet. Lauren, I would be a complete asshole to have this webinar and be like, and it's all full. Sorry, wait until October. Don't make me a jerk. Like I'm not that. Just kidding, guys. See you next year. No, there it's not full yet. I'm not that mean. But anyway, it starts on July 9th. But I like to get everybody into the system and get some information to them and get them geared up a couple of weeks before we kick off, because July 9th is going to be here before we know it. You've probably gleaned the answer to this question already. Will you tell me what to eat? The answer is no and kind of. You're not going to get a meal plan or a food list for me because, I mean, those are a dime a dozen on the internet, and I don't think they matter. But we will talk about certain food strategies that work really well for fat loss. And we'll talk about why they work. And we'll talk about what doesn't work. And we'll talk about food ideas and recipe ideas. But no, I'm not going to say eat this, not that, eat it this time, not that time. I'm going to help you find what works best for you. Emma just said, already joined. Can't wait to work with you. Awesome, Emma. I can't wait to work with you either. I love getting to know people over the course of the Fat Loss Fast Track and into the Master's Club. Speaking of the Master's Club, one of the common questions is, so what happens after 12 weeks? You just noticed Bill said he's in his third round. People wonder, why would you do it again? And the reality is most people's journeys are more than 12 weeks. Now, that doesn't mean you still need coaching beyond 12 weeks, and you certainly have the option to do 12 weeks and then be done and go on your own. That's totally fine. Initially, when I first started this a few years ago, Primal's third anniversary is next month, which is crazy to me. When I first started this, basically, if people weren't ready to go out on their own, they would just do another round of the Fat Loss Fast Track, and it was the same challenges. And then I was like, I feel bad for these people. Some people were doing it 2 and 3 times in a row. So I created Veterans Level 1 and Veterans Level 2. So the first time through is what I call the Rookies Group. And then there's Veterans Level 1 and Veterans Level 2 that are different challenges, a lot based on mindset and consistency and pushing yourself and doing the work and staying consistent, overcoming obstacles. And so Bill is an example of somebody who's in Veterans Level 2. And you don't have to go through any of the veterans tracks. You might choose, you know, I have all the tools I need. Now I just need to keep implementing them to either maintain or continue making progress towards my goal. So that's kind of up to you. After Veterans Level 2, you have the option to go into what is called the Master's Club. Master's Club is a monthly subscription program that has a complete content archive. So every challenge, every webinar, every level up lecture, every iteration of the journal is in that content archive. We also have the private community. We have a monthly book club, and we have live webinars within the Master's Club as well. And that is an option after Veterans Level 2. So that's kind of what happens next. If you guys have any other questions, I know it's, oh, look at that. It's on the dot 1 minute until an hour, but I am happy to answer any questions that you guys have that I haven't answered yet. Otherwise, if you want to grab your spot, primalpotential.com/summer17. If you are on the fence and you're not sure, you don't understand something, I'm happy to answer any questions, give you any feedback that you might be interested in. I'd love to get the chance to work with you, but I'll also say, I'm not a salesperson. If you don't think it's right for you, or you don't think you'd trust the process, or you want more of a quick fix foodless meal plan, I'm not criticizing you. I don't think it's the best long-term strategy, and I'll always be honest about that. But don't force yourself into it because you think you should. If you say, yes, this is what I need to do, let's go. If you're on the fence, I'm happy to talk you through it. But if you're still on the fence after we chat about it, I would say it's just not right for you right now. Rachel said, just joined. Now I'm really nervous and really excited. Don't be nervous. I totally am thrilled that you're excited. It's natural to be nervous. But one of the things about nervousness or anxiety is that we're thinking too far into the future. Just, Rachel, make the best choices you can today. Don't worry about what happens after July 9. Just don't worry about it. Just be here today. Anxiety, nervousness, it's too much future and not enough present. Stay in today. Stay focused on how you can take care of yourself in the best way today. And that's all you need to do. Lucy said, I just joined and I'm so excited. I kept telling myself that I couldn't afford it, but I think that was the fear talking. I will make it work because it's an investment in me. You know, Lucy, you bring up a great point, and I'll just say this before I wrap up. Most people, and if anybody is still on that's been in it before, most people find that their finances improve, their relationships improve, and their careers improve when they go through the Fat Loss Fast Track, because when you start making better choices, that rolls over into every area of your life. So that is something I see all the time. Lisa said, thank you, I'm in. I'm a combination of wisher, wanderer, and warrior. I need to gain more confidence in myself to get to full warrior mode. Awesome, Lisa, we will absolutely do that together this summer. Catherine says, EB, so excited. I'm enrolled for this session. What can I do to prepare for July 9? Honestly, just focus on one day at a time, making the best choices. There's no food that's going to be off limits on July 9. So don't treat this like a diet where you need to go on a bender and get everything out of your system. That is the worst thing you can do. The best thing you can do is just show up every day in your life saying, how can I make myself feel my best today? That's it. That's it. Kristen said, just joined, ready to rock. Awesome. Lauren says, I keep telling myself that I can do this on my own, but I know I should sign up. You've got to make that choice for you. Bill says you will never miss the enrollment fee. Do one thing each week and rock it. He's the voice of experience. Lauren says, I've wanted to since January. You know, you got to look at what have you done in terms of progress and results since January. If it's working, keep doing that. If it's not working, you got to change something. Lucy said, when the workouts are released, do they require any equipment or a gym membership? No. So the workouts are based on different tiers. Beginner with no equipment, and it goes through demos of stuff you can do at home with body weight or things that people have in their homes, or they go into the more advanced where people have equipment and barbells and things like that. So the answer is no. All right. Looks like those are all the questions that are in the queue. Thank you guys so much. I really hope to get the chance to work with you if it's right for you. You will notice I'm not a sales pushy kind of person. And the reason for that is this is my heart. And I know that I can only help people that want to help themselves. And I am not here to help somebody that isn't ready to do the work. But if you're ready to do the work, I am all in on you. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. And if it's just not your time, that's fine. I'm not going to try and twist your arm into it. That's not my style, because this is how I spend my days. Bill knows I spend a lot of time with my fat loss fast track people. And I don't want anybody that isn't wholeheartedly excited to be there, because that's just shitty for me. So anyway, I love you guys. I hope to get the chance to work with you this summer. If you have any other questions, shoot me an email. Make it a great day. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.